next we'll have Adisu Ayeli talking on variation in the number of fibers per seed surface area within plant in cotton, Gossypium hirsutum.
Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Adisu Ayeli. I'm a graduate research assistant at Texas Tech University. Today I'm going to talk on within plant variation and the number of fibers per seed surface area. To give you a brief background, advances in the textile manufacturing have increased demands for cotton fibers that are long, uniform, mature, fine, strong, and with a low contamination level. The primary objective of cotton breeding is to improve fiber quality and yield simultaneously. A popular method for improving yield and fiber quality is the use of yield components as a selection criteria. Improving the yield components such as fiber per seed and the seed fiber density may allow for the development of finer fiber and a better yield stability. To achieve the goal of improving cotton yield and the fiber quality simultaneously, the use of the number of fiber per seed surface area or fiber density has been proposed as alternating selection criteria. My research hypothesis is that immature fibers may easily break during mechanical processing and lead to an overestimation of the number of fiber per seed surface area. So the objective is to evaluate the impact of fiber maturity on within plant estimated number of fibers per seed surface area. In the material and method, we have used 12 model conventional plant cotton varieties representing a wide range of genetic background, and the cultivar were grown in a randomized complete block design with three field replication in Lubbock, Texas during the 2012, 2013, and 2014 growing season. This is a cotton plant structure I have used to collect my sample. Balls from each node and the position where box peaks at maturity. After box picking, each sample was rhologene. For this presentation, only results from the first position balls produced at node 7 through 10 are used. This is a workflow. We harvest plants from the plot. And then we go to the box picking harvesting method, and we did rhologening. The rhologening is separating the seed from the leaf, and the fuzzy seed we obtain after rhologening goes to seed delinting. And then after seed delinting, we count the total number of seeds per sample, and in parallel, the seed surface area was determined by using Winsidel image analysis system. And then the lead goes to the APHIS, Advanced Fiber Information System. After APHIS stands, you get the average length by number and fineness. Using those information and the lint weight, we calculate the total number of fiber per sample. And we know that the total number of seeds per sample, to calculate the fiber per seed, we just divided the total number of fibers per sample with the total number of seeds, and then we get the fiber per seed. Finally, we calculate the fiber density just by dividing fiber per seed with seed surface area. This is just to show you how we have calculated the total number of fiber per sample. Once we know the lint weight in milligram and the fiber fineness in milligram per kilometer, so we can calculate the total fiber length in millimeter. So we know we have the average length by number from APHIS test, then just we can divide the total fiber length in millimeter with the average length by number. Then we can get the total number of fibers per sample. In the result, as you can see, the node effect is statistically significant for the fiber density. The variety also statistically significant. The variety by year interaction also statistically significant, which means that varieties are performing differently in different year. And the variety by node interaction also statistically significant. And then we're suggesting that there is a difference in within plant fiber density among the cultivars. This graph is just to show you the variation in fiber density among the 12 commercial cotton varieties from 2012 and 2013, 2014. As you can see from this graph, the estimated number of fiber per seed surface area is variable across the growing season, and the ranking also vary from year to year. And the variety by year interaction, as we have seen the analysis of variance, it is highly significant. So why is this? What is the reason behind for the variation of fiber, estimated fiber density from year to year? It's because of fiber maturity. To demonstrate the effect of fiber maturity, I have chosen two varieties. These two varieties are contrasted for fiber maturity. The first, the variety A is has stable within plant fiber maturity, and the variety B has variable within plant fiber maturity. So how do this difference among the varieties influence the estimated number of fiber per seed surface area is the question. In the first variety, as you can see from this graph, there is no statistically significant difference along the fruiting branch for fiber maturity, which resulted in the stable fiber length distribution. So this fiber length distribution is a typical type of mature fiber length distribution, which resulted in a stable within plant fiber density. So that means when the fibers are mature, the estimated number of fiber per seed surface area will be stable. However, in the variety B has a variable within plant fiber maturity. As you can see, there is a difference along the fruiting branch for the fiber maturity, which resulted in variable fiber length distribution. So as you can see in the fiber length distribution, there is high short fiber content in this fiber length distribution. And so this resulted in high estimated number of fiber per seed surface area. As you can see in the north tail, there is a big difference between node 7 and 10 because of just fiber maturity. So this means that a mature fiber breaks more easily during processing and resulted in high short fiber content, which resulted in translating to high estimated number of fiber per seed surface area. Therefore, maturity has a big impact on estimated number of fiber per seed surface area. In conclusion, mature fiber breaks less frequently during processing, leading to a fewer broken fiber and thus lower short fiber content. And in contrast, immature fibers may break more easily during processing. It leads to an overestimation of the number of fibers per seed surface area. Therefore, cotton fiber must be mature in order to determine the true values of the number of fiber per seed surface area. So I would like to thank Texas Tech University Fiber and the Biopolymer Research Institute Research Group and the Cotton Incorporated for supporting this research. Thank you very much.
Any questions for others?
Yes. Very nice presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
One question, I apologize, I may have missed it. Were these all first position bulbs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the first position.
Okay.
Any other questions?
how did you determine the sea surface area?
Yeah, we use a scanner, that is a scanner team in the software, we can calculate the surface area. We use a scanner, and the scanner is just connected with the computer, and then the software that can determine the surface area.
So, did this happen?
Yeah.
What one do you think the two brought is different on fiber maturity? Is it a difference in one more determinant than the other, or do you know any differences in the varieties?
Yeah. You mean the maturity level? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe in when around 0.9 to 0.92 will be the good maturity level to have a stable fiber maturity. So if it is less than those maturity levels, there should be some variation. We have seen some of the other variety also. So most of the varieties are stable at 0.9 to 0.92. Yeah.
Any other questions? All right, thanks again, Mr.